The Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, every one of them is an ummah. The greatest military general you will find is Khalid ibn Walid. The greatest scholar is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. The greatest businessman, Uthman ibn Affan. The greatest of the shuhada, Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. Every one of them is a model in their own right. Who were they before? You know, one writer, he wrote a book about Umar ibn Khattab, and he said, who would Umar ibn Khattab be without Islam? What is the potential for Umar ibn Khattab? What would his future be like? He said, maybe. If there was a strike of luck, Umar ibn Khattab could have been a leader over his people in Quraysh. Maybe. He said, if we push it further, we might say that maybe Umar ibn Khattab would have been a leader over some of the tribes in Hijaz. He said, but the most likely scenario is that Umar ibn Khattab would have died at young age because of alcohol. And Islam came to Umar ibn Khattab and completely turned him into a different human being. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that you are a man that when shaitan sees you following one way, he would follow another way. Shaitan has given up on Umar ibn Khattab. Lost hope. A hopeless case for shaitan. He doesn't even bother arguing with him. He doesn't even want to give it a chance. You see Umar, you go the other way. That was because of the barakah of being around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was drinking from the fountain of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for years, from day one. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if the ummah is placed on one side and Abu Bakr on the other side, his iman is heavier than everybody else. So that's what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind. When I was thinking about points to talk, to present in this lecture, I planned initially to go through some of these examples of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But then I got an idea, and that is to go through Qur'an and to see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised to the believers. Because that's the ultimate end. Just going through Qur'an and seeing what has Allah azza wa jal promised the believers. And when we say believers, you cannot be a believer if you don't believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believing in Allah alone is not sufficient. That's a very important point. Because there are people out there who believe in one God, but they do not believe in the prophets, they do not believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is that sufficient? No. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ma min Yahudi, wa la Nasrani, yasma'u bi, thumma la yu'minu bi illa kana min ahli an-nar." Any Jew or Christian who hears my name and then doesn't follow me will be among the people of hellfire. You cannot get through to Jannah without believing in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the gateway to paradise. Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah An-Nisa about the ones who believe in Allah and believe in some of the prophets of Allah. يَقُولُنَا نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ. They believe in some and they reject some. Allah Azza wa Jal says about them, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. Those are truly the disbelievers. So even if you believe in Allah and you believe in all of the Anbiya of Allah except one, you've rejected Allah and all of the Anbiya. Because to give an example, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. A certain company is selling a product and they have given the distribution rights to a particular businessman in this town or country. If you buy the product from another outlet, it's not legitimate. You have to go through the distributor. The distributor and the company would not want you to get the product except through the official distributor in that country. Now the Anbiya of Allah Azza wa Jal are the representatives of the message of Allah on earth. So you have to get the message through them. You cannot go and get it from somewhere else. And every Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jal fills a certain slot in time, in the long time or period of humanity. So Musa, he fills a certain slot. Isa alayhi salam fills a certain slot. Adam alayhi salam. Every one of them is filling one slot in history. And as soon as another Nabi comes on the scene, then you must believe in that Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, from the day he was given Ba'tha, he is the prophet to all mankind. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you as a mercy to all mankind, everyone. Therefore, everyone is potentially a member of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether they accept that or not. Because you're born on fitrah. You're born on fitrah. And fitrah is Islam. It is as if you're given an invitation. The application is handed out to you. Some of you would sign on and accept that invitation, and some of you will discard it. Some people will grow up to become Muslim, and some people will turn that offer down. But everyone, whether they're Christian or Jew or Buddhist or Hindu, they were given that invitation to Islam because they were born on fitrah. So they are potentially members of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So on the Day of Judgment, they're not going to be asked about such and such prophet, they will be asked about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only in the Day of Judgment, but as soon as they get into their graves. So when we talk about the mu'mineen, we're talking about the ones who believe in Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.